Right, Ezzy Izzard's with us. He did 43 marathons in 51 days. And to which the question to that is, you lunatic, why?
There was about five things I was trying to do. Was regain the health of a kid. Because as a kid, I loved football. I won the under-11 athletics cup at my school because Nicole Cunningham was ill because she should have won it. So I should have come second, but that, I don't know. Anyway, but I used to love sport. Up to 13, boom, and then it all went away. And, you know, you and me, we had the same body type. And I was inhaling sugar, like, because I was addicted to it. I cut it out 2 years ago. But anyway, that was supposed to be an adventure. I helped raise money and maybe inspire someone else to go and do it. And I loved the idea because it was a bit out there, you know, because the idea of doing it, do three marathons over, I don't know. I just thought I'll run around the country. That's what I thought. I didn't know how many marathons it was going to be.
I watched you on television with my missus, and I did marathons back in the 80s. I don't run that sort of distance anymore. But I actually said to Viv, I said, he's a lunatic, Viv. I said, he can't do this. I said, I've run one marathon, and they had to wrap me in a silver blanket at the end of it. I said, he's going to do another one tomorrow, and you just kept on doing it. You've got this thing at the moment, it's called the Big Help Out. Tell us about it. That's why you're here.
I am here. I'm a patron of Join-In, which is an organisation that helps get sports volunteers into sports clubs around the country for the next generation of sports people, experts coming through. We need volunteers, and 7 out of 10 sports clubs around the country need more volunteers. So we're doing this Big Help Out, trying to get 10,000 more volunteers into sports clubs around the UK by Sports Personality of the Year up in December. So that's the big thing. Today's the big launch day. And we've actually found that if you do volunteer, if you do have, because they talk about disposable income, you have disposable time, and some people do have disposable time, you could really help out. You don't have to be an expert. You can help make tea, coffee. You can help paint things. There's a lot of things you can do. And if you go to the BBC Get Inspired website, you can see there, join in, and you can put yourself down and say, I'd like to be a volunteer. Or if you actually run a club and you need more volunteers, you can go on and say, please help us out with volunteers. We're trying to get people actively engaged in this. It's good for yourself. You'll get a whole bunch of well-being that comes to you. They've actually measured this. You actually feel better about yourself by volunteering. And this all came out. I worked with the volunteers and the games makers at the 2012 Olympics. So it's after that.
You, like all converts, you've got that extra, we seem to get an extra gear. You get like two extra gears in the gearbox or three extra gears when you become a convert or something. You're so passionate, aren't you, about physical health and well-being. Well, why is that?
Well, we're living longer and longer and longer. I loved the time when I was a kid, and I thought there was a thing. You stop sports at a certain time, and then I would notice that there's a certain picture. I don't know if other people have had this. There was a certain photograph taken on holiday, and I thought, God, I look like a whale. I just look so big. And I thought something was going on. Then I started getting back into doing stuff in gyms, but it wasn't really working. It took me years to work out it was actually refined sugar in my system that was causing the hellish problem, which I dropped 2 years ago. And then all your taste buds come down. All wild animals are fit, I noticed. We were wild animals, and then we did the civilization thing, which ended up with me eating cake. Someone came up with sugar, and they this cane sugar thing, which is about 1600s. And after that, teeth started rotting, and body shape started changing, and all obesity. I think a lot of it comes out of sugar. It's going to be the next thing, probably like tobacco, getting that out of your system. So that's why I think of health and getting out there and being at one with nature and getting vitamin D coming into your skin.
You're
is good.
Patron of Join-In. Yeah. What's that?
Join-In is the organisation that helps getting volunteers into sports clubs around the country. So Join-In works with BBC Get Inspired, and I was involved as a cheerleader for the games makers in the Olympics and Paralympics. And so they asked me at the time, could you come and would you be patron of Join-In? We want to continue this on from the Olympics and all that. The games makers were amazing. They got standing ovations at the Olympic Games and Paralympic Games. So this is, but in the sports clubs around the country, they just need help. And most people don't realize that most people in Britain don't realize that nearly all sports clubs are run by volunteers, and they really just need help.
On a personal level, I watch you rushing about all over the place, and did a load of political stuff during the election, and yeah. then you do funny stuff, and then you run marathons, and I think you're going to do a load in South Africa soon. But tell me that in a minute. What motivates you? Why do you think? Instead of, most people say, look, I'm quite funny, I'll just stick at that.
I know that that is a very good point. I wanted to act when I was seven. So, and acting was the first thing that drove me, and I couldn't get any acting roles at school. So, and I loved comedy. I discovered I could do comedy. So I thought I'll just do comedy. It took ages for that to take off, and when it did take off, I decided to double down a poker idea where you split the cards and say, right, I'm actually going to try and get this drama out, because it took so long. I was 30 by the time the comedy was working. So I decided to do that. And then I never actually thought I was going to go into politics, but I thought, well, I don't like extremists, and I've got all this energy. I just seem to be given the energy genetic. It might be just a genetic card I was given. I seem to have that. And I like people. I think most people are really interesting. People in all sorts of lives, all sorts of skin colors, and I'm performing around the world. I've played 27 countries on my world tour, Force Majeure, which I think is out there. No one's done that before. And I'm performing in French and in German and Spanish now. And I just think one life, live it. I don't believe in a God. I know that we're here. I believe in humanity. I believe there's more goodwill than ill will. We've got this life. We've definitely got this one. So let's live this to the full.
You're very glass half full, aren't you?
Glass is two-thirds full, mate.
Yes, two-thirds full. Yes. I will adopt that from tomorrow. I am back on the two-thirds full thing.
And you're amazing, because you're playing the football, and you're... How old are you?
67, 68 in September.
And how many games did you play at the weekend, that tournament?
I played six in 3 hours, 3.5 hours.
You know,
it was great, though.
It's
great chasing some 17-year-old and getting the ball before he does, and he's 50 years younger.
Yes.
And you think, how about that?
And how old are you in your head? That's the point, because I'm 22.
30.
Oh, I'm 22.
I didn't...
You can decide.
I had no success whatsoever. I was always told when I was a kid at school, could do better, talks too much. So I had no success whatsoever
until
I was 30. I was in rock and roll bands, and I wanted to be a rock and roll star, and I didn't get my first record released till I was 30.
Right.
And ended up on the radio when I was 33 or something.
So 30 is the age that you hold. Yeah.
I am. But I was a young 30.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I still got a Beatle cut.
You're a 22-year-old 30.
I'm a 22-year-old 30. Tell us about the marathons. You're going to South Africa.
I got to go to South Africa. I planned to run 27 in marathons, 27 days for Nelson Mandela. I attempted to do that. I got rhabdomyolysis, so I had to stop after four. Otherwise, I would drop down in not a very healthy way. I'm just going to go back and do it. I am a relentless twit.
What happened to stop you? What was the problem?
I was taking a prescription drug for cholesterol, and which I just thought, I got slightly high cholesterol, so take this thing. But if you run intensively on this particular drug, it gives you rhabdomyolysis, where the muscles of your body start shredding, they go into the bloodstream, they clog it up, kidneys fail, you die.
Not good.
No, yeah, I was pissing, I can't have to say that, Coca-Cola. Coloured pee.
On behalf of the BBC, and he apologises.
I'm terribly sorry about that. I was just peeing rather than... Anyway, but it was a slightly alarming. It just went Coca-Cola coloured, and that's the sign of rhabdomyolysis.
How do you manage with injury? I jarred my knee on Saturday, but I'm just resting it. I'll take some anti-inflammes, and in a couple of days I'll start running again. If you get an injury during marathon one, what do you do?
I was really paranoid about it on the 43. I just thought, about twisting your ankle, what do you do? My feet shredded, and we didn't quite know what to do because there were blisters all over the place. I just had to go through the pain. The first 10 were really hard, but then I was bathing my feet in isopropyl alcohol, which we call surgical spirit. And for some reason, that sort of took the moisture out of the feet, and they didn't rub anymore. So, and I did double socks, and I changed the shoes on rainy days. We changed the shoes as often as you could every hour or so, and tried to dry out the other shoes. So I just worked out how to do it on the go. And after 10 marathons, it does get easier, which sounds a bit glib, but it does actually get easier after 10 marathons.
I love that. So smug. Oh, yes, after the first 10 marathons, it's just so easy.
No, but you know why? Because you realize it's psychological, and it is, you think it's going to be physical. It's actually psychological. The ultra-marathon runners have got this saying that ultra-running is 90% mental and the other 10% is in your head. And so, in fact, it's 100%. Actually, the mind decides what you're going to do.
I'm going to do it so you can literally do it.
And you're 67, and your mind has decided that I'm keeping this going.
I hope so.
Because I met an 80-year-old lion, and he, in Boston Zoo, we got invited to go backstage, as they call it, at the Boston Zoo, which I thought, I don't know what the animals backstage, just getting ready to go out and tuning up guitars and stuff. Mm-hmm. And but anyway, this
checking
lion,
the amplifiers.
Exactly so. And the lion was coming back, and he was pawing at the door, and we were all behind the bars, and he came in, and he did a mock charge. This lion, he was about 14 in lion in human years, but about 80-year-old apparently in lion years, and he tried to kill us. He tried to attack us. And then he just did this thing, and then he just pulled back and just paced around. Like, I'm 80. What 80-year-old little do we know that would come into a room and say, come on, I'll have you all. And that's what
I hope
is.
I'm doing that. When I'm 80, I want to say, do you want it or what?
Yeah.
You know.
Exactly so.
Maybe that'll happen, maybe it won't.
But this is how we need to think. I really do think that people need to consider themselves, that fitness and health and needs to be part of breathing and living and eating. It needs to go in one. That's what we were. We were natural animals. And we talk about wild animals, but we were natural animals. Take it that way. And we have lost that through inverted commas civilization, which means cake, which means refined sugar, and we're going backwards.
Don't lose your energy. Great having you in, Eddie. And just very quickly, anybody wants to get involved in this, well, there'll obviously be a website, which
BBC
is...
BBC Get Inspired. bbc.co.uk/Get Inspired. And we're the joining organisation. It's all on there. And come and help us. 10,000 volunteers by Sports Personality of the Year at the end of the year.